This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwellick.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Detroit has car troubles. We all know that. We've been hearing stories about the auto industry for years coming out of Detroit. But we go to Detroit today for a different reason. Right? We're going to have some stories about car problems, like when it gets stolen.
I'm not easily bamboozled. I'm not easily scammed. I've seen panhandlers and people trying to get you at the gas station for a couple of bucks. But this guy was good. This guy was real good. He got me.
That's James Foster. He's the winner of the Moth Storytellers. That's a project that recently visited the Motor City and asked people to tell their stories about cars. The Moth's a nationwide arts group. It hosts storytelling events with themes of all kinds. Last night in Detroit, they asked about vehicles. And Alex Trujano is the host of Moth Storytellers in Detroit. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Celeste.
Did you hear mostly stories about auto jobs and the auto industry?
Well, no. Interestingly, no. We didn't hear a lot of stories about the recessionary aspect of the automotive industry in Detroit. There was a guy who ended up going to Iraq to work on some Hummy-type vehicle.
Let's hear the cut from that guy real quick.
My fortunes have been tied to the auto industry, and like many, I lost my job. The only job I could find was as a lunch mom at my kid's school. Lucky for me, gender testing was not a part of being a lunch mom. Well, the recession dragged on, and my luck finally changed. I found another job. There was one small nagging detail. The job was in Iraq.
So, Alex Trujano, it sounds like people used cars as a way to get at just basic life problems.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of them, you know, had a lot of happy endings. I mean, it wasn't all doom and gloom in the Motor City. There was a wide array of stories. The first story, you played the winner. The best part of his story at the end was because of cash for clunkers, he was able to retrieve his stolen van and get a check and buy a new car.
Wow. Let's explain a few things about the Moth. What happens at these is that anybody at all can come up, show up to tell a story. They put their names in a hat. You pick 10 names out of the hat. Those 10 people tell a story, and then they compete to win the prize. And what do they win?
They win. What we do is we start. The Moth is around L.A., Chicago, and New York right now. And what we do is we do the once-a-month story slams is what they're called. Yes, and the winner of the story slam goes on to compete in a grand slam. So after 10 of these events, we take the winner of each event, and we have what's called the grand slam.
And what kind of people show up to tell their stories?
I'm sorry?
What kind of people are there that show up to tell these? Are these writers?
It's definitely a lot of different people. We have people from the suburbs that come in, people from the city, professionals, just people from around town, all kinds of people, musicians, poets. It's just a wide array of people.
Okay, Alex Trujano is the host and producer of the Moth Storytelling Events in Detroit. As he said, they have events also in L.A. or New York. But one thing we know is that people across the country have great stories to tell. We hear your stories all the time, and we want you to call and tell us a story. Call in and top the Moth story you just heard, or tell us any story that you might have about cars. Be creative. Tell us something about your life through vehicles. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. You know, Todd, our listeners are vocal, if nothing else.
Yeah, they are. My own car story would be a short one. I haven't got one.
Oh. Todd rides public transportation in Washington, D.C.
It's the best way to get around for me, but yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.